Now, did you know that millions of euro in unclaimed money is being held by the state from the estates of people who died without wills or who had no known beneficiaries? The government is now considering the publication of an online list of these estates. So could we see a rise in the number of Irish people who benefit from this cash? Joining me now to talk about it is Pádraig Grennan, Business Development Manager at Finders International, probate genealogists who trace missing beneficiaries to unclaimed estates worldwide. Pádraig, good morning. And good afternoon, actually, and welcome. It being 21 minutes past 12. So, there's a fund that's been there since when?
There's a fund called the Intestate Estate Fund that's been there since 1922, we're told, by our friends in the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform.
So people who died without wills and who'd no known beneficiaries, their money went into this fund.
Basically, if their estate remained unclaimed, over time it became liquidated and went into this fund, yes.
Yeah. At what point does the state say, I'm having that, thank you very much?
Well, we're told after 15 years, it becomes property of the state.
Do we have any idea what the total amount is there? Because obviously, you know, they claim it, they wait the 15 years, and then it goes into Michael Noonan's purse. So how much is outstanding?
Well, that is a very good question. We don't really know. The figures we have from, it's in the Times today, the Irish Times today, that it's 2.4 million is in the Intestate Estate Fund. Now, I did meet with some officials from the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform myself not so long ago, who told me that since 2009, there has been 2.9 million.
That has gone into,
has gone
the fund.
Into this fund, yes.
And obviously, if not claimed after 15 years, all of that money gets forfeit.
Exactly.
So how can you help?
Well, I suppose the thing is, we've been doing this for many years in the UK. The system is different in Ireland, and we've quietly been campaigning that the laws be changed here in Ireland. But in the UK, you've got the chief state solicitor's equivalent is the Treasury solicitor.
Yeah.
And almost daily on their website, they release details of unclaimed estates. So obviously, when these estates are details are unveiled, we'll say we act on it and we try and trace back to find living relatives.
What's the list that they call Bona Vacantia?
It's called the Bona Vacantia list,
yeah.
Yes.
And what's that? Is it?
That's it, yeah. That's on the Treasury solicitor's website.
Now, how do you go about finding the missing heirs then?
I suppose it's a mixture of investigation and genealogy. So we have about 50 full-time researchers in our head office in London, and we have about 35 guys out on the road dotted around the UK and Ireland who would be knocking on doors and carrying out investigations. So we build a family tree. What we've got to do is we've got to prove or disprove who's entitled to a portion of the inheritance of the estate.
Now, I presume you don't bother going after a couple of grand, but if you see a rather large estate, what would be the minimum sum you'd be interested in tracking?
No, well, we say we deal with a lot of solicitors around the country, here in Ireland and the UK, and I mean, no estate is too small for us. We're happy to help out on one that's a couple of thousand euro. You know, we say to solicitors, get in touch. Obviously, we like to see the bigger ones coming in, but by all means, we're happy to help out where we can. Mm.
So you go about building a family tree based on the man or woman who has died, and you go back in time, parish registers, whatever state registers are available?
Exactly. If the deceased has had no children of their own, we need to go back through their family tree. So we would check out their parents, parents' siblings, comes down to cousins, second cousins.
And what about equal claim? You know, do all second cousins have equal claim, and does it get divvied?
It would depend on where the deceased was domiciled. So if they died in the UK or died in Ireland, the laws are different. They're quite generous in Ireland, but in the UK, it only goes back as far as second cousin.
So and after that, you get nothing?
It just depends where you are in the family tree, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're too distant, they say you're not having this.
Well, in Ireland you'll get it, but in England you won't. Past second cousin, no.
Have you had great success in this? I mean, can you recall knocking on doors?
I can.
I've got some good news.
The particular case that's detailed in the Irish Times today was one that we handled recently. A lady of Irish descent passed away in the UK, and she had no will made, so her property, etc., was boarded up, and the council had gone in and secured the property. It appeared on the Treasury Solicitor's list, and we found relatives all over Ireland, in Scotland, in England, and two first cousins in New York. So there was 45 beneficiaries approximately on that particular case. So yeah, I was busy.
So when you find all these beneficiaries up to, in the case of Britain, the second cousin, do they all have an equal share, or does how close you are, how proximate you are to the dead person, get you more?
Yeah. Well, the way it works, for example, in this particular case, if the lady had died in Ireland, her two first cousins, who are in their 80s and 90s, living in America, would have inherited everything. It would have stopped there. But because she died in England, it was divvied out between her parents' siblings. There were five living who had children, so it comes down through there. It becomes diluted down through the generations. That's the way each share is determined.
Okay, but in Ireland, it's how close you are. The closer you are, the more you get.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, Pádraig Grennan, who's Business Development Manager for Finders International, thank you very much. And solicitors out there who are trying to get their share.
Yeah, they can contact us at findersinternational.ie. If you don't mind me mentioning Pat, please, we have a website called unclaimedestates.ie, and on there are almost 600 cases of Irish people who've gone to the UK and passed away over there and have left unclaimed estates. Obviously, we would urge your listeners to go on there and see, can they find a relative. When this Irish list comes out, we'll be adding all the Irish cases onto that as well. So it's unclaimedestates.ie.
All right, Pádraig Grennan, Business Development Manager with Finders International. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat.